One of the biggest stories of this election cycle was the rise of fake news, false news stories that look real but are not. They often go viral on social media, and some say they helped influence the election. While many social media sites are trying to stop the spread, educators are stepping up as well. Robbie Feinberg takes us to two different classrooms to see how teachers are helping students differentiate between fact and fiction.
Have you guys heard this whole thing about Russia in the news?
Oh, no. Hacking.
At Portland's Lyman Moore Middle School, 6th grade social studies teacher Carrie Foster isn't afraid to talk about politics. Today she brings up a sensitive subject in the news, alleged Russian interference in this year's election, where the government hacked into private Democratic email accounts.
I also mean that they went on the internet and hired trolls and tried to spread fake news like we were talking about a couple weeks ago, like things that were blatantly untrue, in order to try to get Trump elected. You guys cool with that?
Yes.
Do you enjoy being lied to?
Foster tells the students that this fake news is a big deal. These are false articles meant to look real, with widely shared false headlines about secret transcripts or candidates' connections to ISIS. To explain why this is bad, Foster makes it simple. This is lying, she says, with real consequences.
No matter if you like or don't like Trump, if you voted for him based on something that's not true, it kind of makes you feel dumb, right?
Yes.
So it's really important to actually be able to figure out facts.
Teaching kids how to do that isn't new for educators. Teachers have long emphasized the importance of hard facts found in books and databases. But now the internet has introduced a whole new sea of information. Foster says it's hard for anyone, kid or adult, to tell what's true online.
It's just really unhealthy and bad for social studies and democracy and citizenship and communities in general.
Foster's approach to teaching comes in the form of a little sheet of paper that she hands out to every student, stressing the difference between facts, opinions, reasoned judgments, and untruths. She then presents the students with stories, mostly from fake sites, for them to figure out what's true and false themselves. Foster advises the students, don't just read the headline, but the whole article. And she wants them to understand the difference between a website that anybody can make and a database or a fact-checked article.
Showing them where to find good information, even though some people find it more difficult and frustrating to do that.
The spider one really bothered me. The spider fake article.
In South Portland, the approach is slightly different. In teacher Julie York's computer science class, she tries to keep politics out of the discussion. Instead, she plays students' videos and has them create a library brochure explaining the difference between real and fake news. The goal, she says, is to show how this fake news affects real life.
I think once you get them to realize that it affects them beyond a research paper that they do in a class once a year, you know, I think once you get them to realize that, they start to go, oh. This isn't good, because I think nobody likes being lied to.
For students Jeremiah Sandville and Annika Savage, the class has made them more skeptical of just about anything online.
You gotta get multiple sources, a lot of sources that are actually good.
Or it's just everything's a lie, everything's not real.
Yeah.
Nothing's real.
There's that, too.
Julie York and Carrie Foster admit that teaching this is hard, and both say they're not sure how much the message is sticking. But what may give their students a slight advantage are the laptops that sit in front of every 7th and 8th grader in Maine's classrooms.
Your laptops are having an important impact on students' ability to conduct research.
Donald Liu is a professor of education at the University of Connecticut. He's specifically talking about the Maine Learning Technology Initiative, the program started by former Governor Angus King 14 years ago that guarantees that every 7th and 8th grader in the state has access to a laptop or iPad. In a recent study, Liu found that with these computers, 7th graders in Maine were much better at researching online than students in Connecticut. This is good news, Liu says, and it shows that Maine students have a step up in digital literacy. But even though Maine students did better, it's tough to say they did well. An earlier study found that less than 4% of students can tell if an online source is reliable.
While Maine students are doing better, we really need to focus a lot more attention on online research skills and specifically in the critical evaluation of sources.
The state has invested some resources to improve digital literacy. However, wealthier districts like South Portland have an advantage because they can put more resources towards hiring dedicated technology teachers and integrators. Donald Liu with the University of Connecticut says that needs to expand to every district.
This is the needs to be our number one priority, because if we don't, we're really going to jeopardize our society. I mean, that's not an exaggeration.
Liu says it takes knowledgeable citizens to make the best informed choices at the ballot box. The first step towards getting there is by educating them in the classroom. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.